I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
Guys, amazing show today. One of our very best. We actually took to it like scientists.
We really did. There's an experiment in today's show that's going to continue at the other end of the podcast. I'll leave you with this.
That's what it involves.
We need lab coats in this studio.
A can of Coke, bubbles, will it overflow?
And lab coats.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Good morning.
Happy Friday. We've made it through another week. How was your Valentine's Day yesterday?
As non-eventful as expected. How about you?
I didn't even see my husband. wow.
What a great day.
Now listen to this. Following Valentine's Day, this amazing story has come out of the US where a woman was intercepted by police on a university campus because she was walking around holding her mobile phone and showing people on campus a photograph of her son and asking them, do you want to date him? Two campuses she went through. Now, they don't even know if her son attended the university.
No.
She was just walking around trying to hook her son up. He didn't know anything about it. Obviously, he'd be mortified, I imagine. And, I mean, I find it interesting that police were actually called because is she doing anything wrong?
I don't know. I mean, it comes from a place of love. And also, mothers of boys are odd. I'm looking at one right now, Lise. In fact, I predict in 20 years' time, you'll be walking around with a phone at campuses saying, do you want to date either of these two boys?
Listen here, okay? No son of Lise Carlaw is going to require their mother to do that, okay? When you have the genes and the DNA that just pull people to you, I'm going to have to go around telling women to back off. Okay? That's how it goes.
And then you'll get arrested by police being the mother who's been
I mean, that is actually my goal in life. Women. That is, I want to be this woman, but the, yes, okay, good.
You like potato, and I like potato. You like tomato, and I like tomato. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. All that, all the whole thing off.
We sing this every week, please.
And
some people pick up the lyrics quicker than others, don't they? Folks, two types of people in the world for any given situation or opinion. And Lise and I often find ourselves standing on the fence opposite each other about an issue.
That's right. Now, today's issue that I would like to bring to the table, Sarah, I feel that the world is divided into two camps over this. When you buy a can of Coke or soft drink, or when you get one from the vending machine, when it comes into your hands, do you tap the top of your Coke can?
No, why would I do that?
Lots of people do. You get the can of Coke and you go tap, 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 tap.
I have never, ever in my entire life seen someone tap the top of
a Coke. I always do it.
Okay, thank you. It is an absolute thing. You're either a person that taps the top of their Coke or you're a person who doesn't. Now, the belief is that tapping the sides or the top of your can of soft drink will break up the bubbles, and when you open it, it's not going to fizz everywhere. That's the theory. That's why people do it. But it becomes almost like a habit, doesn't it? Like, you don't really know why you do it.
I don't believe that theory.
No,
but
I
do it.
But you do
every time.
I do it too.
Every
tapping
time.
Bubbles. I mean, do you see somebody
just
tapping the corks on champagnes or any? Geez. I mean, come on, that's rot.
I'm telling you, 13, 10, 60. There's going to be people calling. This is going to like the board's going to light up, and it's going to be people who tap and people who don't tap. Team Lise or Team Sarah?
13, 10, 60. Do you tap the top of cans before you drink out of them, or is it like the weirdest thing you've ever heard?
It's ridiculous.
It's an absolute thing.
I'm telling you.
13, 10, 60 is Lise versus Sarah.
Josh, 13, 10, 60. Do you tap the top of your Coke?
Yeah, well, I'm definitely with you here.
Yes.
I always tap.
Why?
Well, my mum drinks a lot of Diet Coke, so when I was younger, and she would always grab it out of the vending machine and just tap, tap, tap,
tap.
So, but you're doing it not for any particular purpose. It's just a habit. Do you actually think it does what Lise reckons it is supposed to do, which is, what is it, get rid of some bubbles?
You can't get stitched up in that way because, you know, your mates will grab you a can and then shake it up and then you just cut the sides and
that's
off you go.
Right. If someone shakes your can of Coke, you can reverse that evil by tapping on the top of the Coke.
I'm going to go and get a softie from the vending machine, shake it in your direction. You tap it and we'll see how we go. We'll see if your theory works, but I've never heard the likes
of it. Well, we will find out if it actually works, okay? Go.
Okay.
On your bike.
Okay.
The most compelling radio you're going to hear on a Friday. Yeah. Up next.
Lucky you're not wearing a good outfit
today. Can we record this in the kitchen?
We're basically becoming Mythbusters. Does tapping
what
the top of a can of Coke actually stop it from spraying everywhere?
We're doing it.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I mean, this is the thing. I don't necessarily believe in that theory, but I also don't understand, like, have you been living under a rock? How have you not seen people do this? It's 100% a thing.
I spend my time and my vision tunnelling at people's fingers
because
on their
you're a megalomaniac. your ego is
well, you know
beyond.
What? My ego is going to go
this.
Sky high because in the break we went to the vending machine, Scott.
Yes.
Oh, look, I'm going to say I've contributed the most to this show this year. $1.50 on a can of Coke from the vending machine.
Okay, don't let anybody say we don't have budget for this hour because
like
we do.
A radio version of Mythbusters. Sarah, you're going to shake up the can of Coke.
Now, I'm shaking it. Listen.
If you want to say that this is wrong because we use the wrong kind of can, blah, 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 it's a Coke no sugar. It's been chilled in our vending machine. All right, Lees.
Okay, this is ridiculous.
Now it's time.
Okay, well, just stop shaking it. The thing is, can I just say, when the can of Coke descends from a vending machine, it doesn't get shaken up the way she just did it.
Oh, here we go. You're backpedaling. So if your theory works, it will fix it. So
Now I'm going to have to tap a lot. Okay, I'm tapping the tops because the theory is when you tap the top of the Coke and the side, the bubbles, the fizz, gets released a little bit. It sort of breaks it down.
I mean,
it breaks down.
Have never heard more engaging radio.
You know what, though? People are going to be buying cans of Coke today and they're going to be trying this. I'm going to tap
it.
All right. Have I tapped
You've
it?
Tapped. You've tapped well.
Sufficient.
I tap the top again, just briefly.
It's the top, you're saying. Why are you tapping around the whole tin?
Some people do tops or sides.
Here we go. It's time for the big reveal. Does tapping a can of Coke after it's been shook up stop it?
Can I have a raincoat?
Where?
Okay, right. Guys, if this works. All right, ready?
Here we go, Leezy.
Over the bin, Leez, you twit.
They say it.
Over the bin. Open it.
Oh, my God, it works.
Are you joking?
Holy
moly. My God, guys, not even a loud like it just nothing.
Okay.
I am dry.
If you don't believe
my mind
this.
Is blown. I stand corrected. I God, shook
you
that
know,
thing
guys,
like a demon.
We need a second can shaken up and then opened without the tapping. That's what needs
That's
to
next.
Happen.
That's coming
That's
up next.
That's coming up next.
That's not coming up next. If you want to see.
Well, it's going to be on our Instagram at Lees and Sarah. It needs to happen next.
At Lees and Sarah, if you don't believe that this worked, at Lees and Sarah on
Do
Instagram.
Do we have video of that, guys?
Is where the video is.
The internet is a beautiful place. And the latest thing to cross our desk, which we don't have, is a video of a Venezuelan model being bitten on the bum by a wild pig in the Bahamas.
Well, that's right. And it's not just any wild pig, Sarah. This is a famous swimming pig from the Exumas Island. If you'll remember the Fire Festival documentary on Netflix that's gone gangbusters, it features these swimming pigs
on
the
Exumas. Well, they were the hottest animals for the supermodels to be photographed with.
I mean, and they're gorgeous looking.
Are they?
As much as pigs can be.
I mean, I wouldn't
be.
Want to get too close to a pig, and I think that's been this particular model's rookie error.
Mm-hmm. So take a listen to her getting bitten on the rump by a famous swimming pig.
Me mordió, papi, me mordió, me mordió.
Let's see.
Me mordió.
Bite.
Me mordió.
I mean, the cameras were rolling there. Maybe they were filming a new TV show. I mean, you've heard of Bananas in Pyjamas. How about Pig in the Bahamas?
I mean, my question here, Sarah, is can't a woman just be wined and swined first?
I mean, maybe. Maybe she was starting to bore him.
The reality is that he just wanted to pork her, okay? That's what it comes down to here.
I would say this is a load of hogwash.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
There's a photo of a woman that's gone viral online, and she's been doing something very unusual on the back of a motorbike.
Okay.
I've seen the photo. She kind of looks a bit familiar to me. Lise, you have recently bought a dirt bike,
mm-hmm.
and you've been riding it around through the hinterland, annoying all the neighbours. And you are also known for riding pillion with your husband.
Yes. Yes, I'm really getting into the motorcycle scene. I mean, Dane has a Harley Davidson, so his is a road bike. So I'll ride pillion on the Harley.
Mm.
But when it comes to dirt bikes, Sarah, I am in charge of that, and I can ride a dirt bike.
Okay. Well, here's the thing: the photo that's doing the rounds on the web is of a lady in a swimsuit behind her male partner, and she's shaving her legs. As the bike is in motion. Then when she finishes her legs, she's been spotted moving up to the bikini line.
That's
area.
So dangerous.
So dangerous. But you do like to walk on the wild side. Sarah, I ask you, is this person you?
Sarah, I'm always immaculately groomed, so it can't. Where is her safety gear? Where's her kit? You've got to be wearing.
Well, she had a helmet on. If I recall, you sold your helmet on Gumtree, the one with the fairies on it.
Yes, I sold my pink helmet with the fairies on, but now I have a dirt bike helmet. And also, that's not me on the back of the motorcycle. That's ludicrous. I wouldn't be caught dead.
What, shaving? Because you wax.
Yes. Do you know how many years I've invested in waxing? Shaving would just reverse that immediately.
I mean, that is something that the Road Traffic Authority needs to be across, doesn't
it? Was that in this country? Was that in Australia?
No, I mean, I didn't want to. I didn't want to ruin the story. Wasn't it? Why do you ask for more facts when I'm presenting you with a story? It's Friday, Lise. I'm tired. We've got to get out of this show.
What country was it in?
The UK.
Really?
Yes.
Why would she be wearing a bikini in the UK?
I may have made that up. It might be America. It might be America. But
you're an outstanding journalist. I mean,
it's the weekend. In the words of Rihanna, cheers to the freaking weekend. I'll drink to that.
I'm going to go dirt bike riding in my paddock in a bikini now.
Take your Gillette. You were in an ad for Gillette, weren't you, back in the day?
I was.
Yeah, good times.
The men's Gillette, though.
You do have a deep voice. Okay.
I did the nice, like, hand on the cheek of the bloke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was me.
Let's try and earth that up and put it online. All right, guys, have a great weekend. Ride motorbikes safely.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Okay. This is the moment.
I've been shaking the entire show.
So earlier in the show, you heard that my tapping the top of the Coke method actually worked a treat. I didn't even believe in the theory initially, did I, Sarah? And you'd never even seen anybody do it.
Well, you just did it, but you didn't know why you did it.
I didn't know why I did
it.
It was a compulsive behaviour. So now we're going to do the other, like good scientists, so we're going to do the other side of the experiment.
This is a controlled experiment.
Shaking the can of Coke and opening it without tapping. Shivers, here we go.
Oh, my gosh, it overflowed.
Guys, it overflowed. So the tapping of the top of the Coke.
The tapping works.
Oh my god.
I am never going to not tap.
Guys, you've got to tap that. Tap it. Tap it like you mean it. Tap it good.
Tap it like it's
can you
hot.
Even
tap
this
it
needs
like
to be
cold.
On the Daily Mail, guys. Oh. Somebody call the Media 60 Minutes.
Do we have PR for this time
this
slot?
I
need to be honest. I get that you're trying to say this is a big moment.
It is a big moment.
Here's why it's a big moment for me. Sarah,
yeah.
How do your words taste now that you're eating them?
Yeah.
No, but she's good like that.
I can always admit when I'm wrong.
From a scientific point of view.
Just in life in general. It rarely happens, but I'm happy to throw my hands up in the air and say
good.
I stand corrected.
Guys, also.
And for the rest of my natural life, I will tap.
Do you understand the impact of what we've done today? Because people believe this to be an urban myth, the tapping of the Coke.
Mm.
And we have actually now busted an urban myth.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have.
Let's pitch this
who
as a TV
we?
Show.
Who are we, you know? Do
you have the X-Files music, please? Feel like I need
it. No, I get
you. Because we are
when
there.
When we came into work this morning...
I am Mulder and you are Scully.
When we got into work at 5 to 5 this morning, we arrived as a radio show.
And we're leaving as...
It's like Dr. Carl.
Got any time now, Scott. Shit.
Well, you tell me what we're leaving as.
Well, we're leaving you behind wherever we're going. Because I don't know if you'd be any good in a lab at pressing buttons either.
We would have
could you spin that blood sample,
Scott?
Here we go.
Scott? Are you ready for it?
Oh, God.
I wonder if you tap.
Oh, finally. I've just turned 48. Shippers, I could have sung that. I could have performed it.
What are you saying? I waited so long you went backwards in time?
If tapping a can essentially stops air coming out...
Sarah!
Could you tap your bot?
Oh, my God. Coming up next on Monday's show, Sarah...
Bottom tapping.
We test if tapping your thigh
air escape
can reduce methane emissions.
Well,
from your
you can
rump.
Tell it's the end of the week. We're tired.
No, I'm not even kidding. We're doing
and
that.
And we've got
Monday's
two full
show.
Cans of Coke to drink.
That's Monday's show. You're going to catch that on. We find out.
Did anybody take
Sarah's...
video of that?
We find out.
Josh, did you take it? What are you doing
Josh,
in here
why?
For work experience if you didn't? God damn it.
Oh,
I mean, we've got people lining up to work on this show, Josh. And you can't use a video with
Well, now we can't show anything to the Daily Mail.
God. It's our target. That,
there goes our evidence.
We'll have to do it again.
No,
Tuesday
Monday
show.
That's our whole budget for the year, guys.
$3.
$3 down the bloody drain.
Monday show, we're doing tapping Sarah's bottom.
I'm just pro sausage.
All right, we'll catch you then. Bye.
Oh,
well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.